this morning I've got a frequent guest to Lincoln All Weekend, Tom Haywood, with me. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve.
Tom, you're here to talk to us about Mountain Film. This is a collection of outdoor films coming to the Chilkat Center on Sunday, tomorrow, January 20th, at 7 p.m. What is Mountain Film?
Well, Mountain Film is an organization out of Telluride, Colorado, that sponsors a film festival every year. And then, following the Mountain Film Festival, they tour the films around the country. And so if you went to mountainfilmontour.org, you would see a long list of films that they've featured during this last year, and with descriptions about the films, and you can see what some of the choices are. But what happens is they send a sponsor from their festival out with these films that travels with them, and the sponsor will help individuals and presenters choose appropriate films for their communities, and then he'll also introduce each one. So these films can be anywhere from 2 or 3 minutes to 20, 30, 40 minutes long. As you can kind of tell from the title, Mountain Film, these are primarily outdoor films, mm-hmm. That are kind of adrenaline rush films, maybe, or films about sports that are done in mountainous terrain.
Right. I looked at the website myself and saw a couple of what looked like films that definitely had to do. Some guys were standing on the top of a mountain that looked like it could have been right over here, and right. And they were about ready to go careening down it.
That's right. That might have been the one with the snowboard. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Yeah, there are a number of films. Some of the films cover extreme sports, you know, utilizing snowboarding. Some of them are whitewater kayaking or mountain biking, rafting, skiing. There's all kinds of interesting and exciting topics. Oh, and mountaineering is a big one, too. You can guess because out of Telluride, Colorado, there's a lot of mountaineering there.
Right, so it's a lot of action. But then I think it also looked like there was some more kind of maybe ecological topics as well.
There are. They say in their mission that they want to educate and inspire people regarding outdoor issues and cultures. So there are films that can cover cultural and political and environmental issues as well. And by the way, Steve, this is an international film festival. Mm-hmm. So many of these films are done abroad. I was looking at the descriptions. There's New Zealand, and there's Australia, and Uganda, and, you know, Canada. There's all kinds.
Haynes?
Nothing from Haynes yet, but uh-huh. Maybe this will inspire some future filmmakers in Haynes.
I know that we do have a lot of, we do have several filmmakers here in the area, and also a lot of them that pass through
right.
From time to time as well. How much does this cost?
This is $10 for adults, $8 for seniors, $5 for students, and $25 for families. And all these films are certainly appropriate for any age.
Unless you're afraid of heights, maybe.
That could be it, right. I also would like to say, Steve, that many people in the past have gone to Arts Council films, which we haven't done now for several years.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to show more experimental films, and while those were very interesting, they were a little bit controversial, and some people thought they were worth their money, and some thought they weren't. But this is definitely more grounded, something you can sink your teeth into and really follow the content. These are documentary-type films, and I think these will be very interesting, probably all of them be very interesting for most people.
These aren't student or art films.
No, these are professionals. As a matter of fact, one of them that's going to be, I hope is going to be shown, is actually an animated short that was nominated for an Academy Award in 2005.
Mm.
So this would be a chance for a Haynes audience to actually see an Academy Award nominated film, and you always wonder what those shorts are. You never get to see them. But
that's right. They don't really show those or even talk about them.
Right.
It's at the bottom of the page when they bring all that stuff out.
Right. So we're really excited to have film returning to the Arts Council here, and we hope that a lot of people can find the time to get out Sunday night. I know it's a busy weekend with basketball and the snow machine races this weekend, but Sunday night looks clear to me on the calendar, so I hope everybody can come on out.
Haynes Arts Council, always busy, always bringing us new and interesting things. You guys got anything on the horizon? Of course you do, but what would it be?
There are a few things that I can talk about, and in the month of February, we're planning on doing another Northern Lights Showcase, which is a kind of a variety show showcasing local talent, and that's musically, you know, poets, writers, all kinds of artists of any kind. And that'll come up later in February. Looks like early April we've got a singer and kind of a cultural historian coming from Turkey. His name is Latif Bolat, and he'll perform and also lecture about his cultural issues. I can jump ahead to early June. There'll probably be some other things happening as well, but in early June we have a great bluegrass band coming that won an award for the best bluegrass instrumental this last year, beating out Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder and the Del McCurry Band. So I think we're going to really have a great show in June, and that band is called Mike Cleveland and Flame Keeper. So we've got things happening.
Lots of stuff on the way, as per usual. So again, coming up, though, this Sunday, tomorrow night, it's Mountain Film. Tomorrow, January 20th, at the Chilcat Center for the Arts, 7 p.m. And for more information, of course, they can call...
You can call me at home at 766-3056.
All right, Tom. Thanks for coming in.
All right, Steve. Thank you.